Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke chapters 22 to 24. Which side of the cross are you on? We read in Luke chapter 23 verses 39 to 43 like this. Then one of the criminals who was hanged blasphemed him saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering rebuked him saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The above scriptural passage reveals a conversation between three men who have been condemned by the Roman governor to die horribly through crucifixion. Two of the men on the left and right are condemned criminals who are getting the correct punishment that they deserve for whatever they have done. In the middle cross hangs an innocent and righteous man who has done nothing deserving of death. As the three men were hanging on their crosses, based on the other gospel narratives, both the criminals initially insulted Jesus. However, in the Gospel of Luke, one of the unrepentant criminal charged at the Son of God hanging on the cross next to him, "If he was a Christ, why did he not save them all, even until his final breathing moments on this earth?" This hard-hearted criminal blasphemed against Jesus, and he was blind to recognize that the giver of life was so close to him to grant his desires if only he would ask him in the right way. It is only in the Gospel of Luke that we read that the other criminal apparently had a change of heart and, with his faltering understanding, cast himself on Jesus' mercy. Turning to his criminal companion, he rebuked him for his irreverence. He reasoned that after all, they were both suffering for crimes that they had committed and their punishment was well deserved. He recognized that the man hanging on the middle cross had done nothing wrong, as he knew the difference between those who had sinned and deserved to die and the one who did not. Turning to Jesus, this repentant criminal asked Jesus, addressing him as Lord, to remember him when he came back and set up his kingdom on the earth. His faith was remarkable, as he sincerely believed that Jesus would eventually reign as the King of the Jews. It is but certain that he had repeatedly read the inscription nailed above the head of Jesus that read, "This is the King of the Jews." While others mocked Jesus' seeming inability to save himself, this criminal recognized that Jesus would live and rule one day. He too wanted to be saved and take part in Christ's kingdom. So the criminal made the right choice and humbly asked Jesus to remember him when he would take over his kingdom. Jesus rewarded the faith of the repentant criminal by promising that they would be together in paradise that very day. You also should make the right choice about Jesus, as your eternal destiny is at stake. Both the criminals got the same opportunity to make the right choice about Jesus. While one blasphemed and was condemned to eternal separation from God, the other criminal repented and was rewarded with an eternal fellowship with Jesus. Hanging on the cross next to Jesus, the Son of God, while one criminal went to hell, another criminal went to heaven. Today, you need to choose which side of the cross are you on.